Welcome to the Maria Liberati Show, where food meets art, travel, and life. So what does food mean to you? Well, we're in the month of June, and this week happens to be a really special week. It is, let's see, we have for June 13th, we have Weed Your Garden Day. The 14th is Flag Day. The 15th is National Lobster Day. The 16th is Fresh Veggies Day. And June is also National Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Month. And it's also National Rose Month. So lots to celebrate this week. And stay tuned for my special guest this week is Khaled Atala. He is, I call him an oil aficionado. He knows a lot of interesting facts about oils and how good they are for you. And he's going to tell us about that and the oils that are good for you. And they're not only good for recipes and cooking, but also for your skin and hair. And he is also the CEO of Now Naturals, which is a company that sells these special oils and mixtures that he makes. So stay tuned for Khaled's interview, and I will also be giving a special recipe in honor of National Lobster Day this week, a recipe for a velvety fennel lobster soup that is inspired by Lord Byron. Stay with me. Did you know that lobster was once considered a peasant food? In the 1800s, lobsters were incredibly plentiful, and New Englanders could simply walk down the beach and capture them during low tide. Many servants lived off of lobster during that time period. Many people don't engage with lobsters except for the occasional grocery store tank or served on a toasty bun. Lobsters are brownish red sea critters that are a delicious delicacy on dinner plates, and most lobsters can be found in North Atlantic waters from Canada through North Carolina. So why should you love this holiday, National Lobster Day? The fun history behind lobster's rags-to-riches transformation came about once a railway started serving it as an exotic item. It didn't take long for word to spread about this tasty delicacy. Eating lobster also makes you feel fancy. And what's not fun about being fancy for a day? Think about having a lobster feast. It might cost a pretty penny, but a lobster feast is a great way to gather loved ones together. It's a fun, interactive eating process. And with all that shell cracking, there's plenty of time for banter in between bites. Or check out my Lord Byron-inspired velvety lobster fennel soup, which I'm going to share the recipe with you right now. Lord Byron once said, "A woman should not be seen eating and drinking unless it is lobster salad and champagne, the only true feminine and becoming viands." Well, we shall pardon him, for he was Lord Byron, a romantic British poet, after all, who was inspired by Italy, and he lived there for some years while working on some of his masterpieces. He was a true romantic at heart, and recently I passed many of the very places he lived in Italy, and his writing has also inspired me. Here is a lobster recipe. Unfortunately, it's not a salad, but you can serve this with champagne or a dry Prosecco. This is called Velvety Lobster and Fennel Soup. The ingredients are 2 celery sticks chopped, 2 pounds of fresh fennel, 1 onion, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 4 ounces of steamed lobster meat, 4 cups of vegetable broth, 1/4 cup of cream, zest of 1 lime, salt and pepper to taste. Wash and finely chop the celery, peel the onion and dice it. Chop 1/2 of the fennel, setting aside the green top part. Place 1 tablespoon of butter in a soup pot. Saute the chopped fennel, onion, and celery till golden brown. Place in the broth into a large soup pot. Bring to a boil, lower heat, and simmer over the low heat for about 15 minutes. So you have the butter, the chopped fennel, onion, celery, and the broth in this soup pot. And you're going to simmer it over low heat for 15 minutes. Cut the remainder of the fennel into small stick-like slices, but keep that green part to the side. Place these stick-like slices in a saute pan with another tablespoon of butter and saute for 4 minutes. Then place the soup in the food processor till it's a velvety, creamy mixture. Pour it back into the soup pot again and add in the cream. Simmer over low heat, stirring every so often. Add the lobster meat to the sauteed fennel sticks. Saute for 2 to 4 minutes over low heat. Add in the lime zest and a dash of salt and pepper to taste. Chop the green part of the fennel bulb and set that aside. Divide the soup mixture into 4 to 6 soup bowls. Top with the lobster meat mixture, and then sprinkle with the chopped fennel greens. Serve with dry Prosecco or dry champagne. And there you have it, a velvety lobster soup to celebrate National Lobster Day. And don't forget to check out some poetry of Lord Byron.
And today my special guest is Khaled Atala. And he is, let's see, he's the founder of Noun Naturals. But he's also, I'm calling him an oil aficionado because he really gets into oils. And I think that's what your company really devotes a lot of the products to. Is that correct?
Yes, Maria. Yes. Okay. From castor to olive to black seed and also butters. But that's the topic today is oil. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's okay. You can go into butters too. You're working on a book. And I just thought that was really interesting. Also, you're talking in the book, you said you were going to talk about how you started a company at a young age. So maybe you could just tell us how you got the company started, what your idea was.
Yeah. So first of all, Mary, I want to thank you for having me on the show today. It means a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for being here. I know my listeners will be really interested hearing about you and products and some insights you can give us on some of the products that you have.
Yeah, no, awesome. So I started at a young age at 18. And the way I started was this is how I got into oils, actually. My hair was thinning. And me being Middle Eastern, instead of, you know, going the medical route, my mom's, you know, had a natural remedy, which was oil, right? Uh-huh. We always used olive oil in our hairs. She massaged olive oil into our hair, castor and all these, you know, types of oils. Uh-huh. And when we were younger and then growing up, obviously she stopped. And I started using, doing a hot mass treatment on my hair with oils at 18 and then about 6 months into doing that, I obviously noticed a big difference. And I made a YouTube video about how I did it with my transformation before, after, and that video blew up. And then, you know, fall semester of college, I said, hey, I think I found a solution to a problem that not a lot of people understand, you know, Middle Eastern remedies or oils or the benefits of using oils on your skin, hair, beard, even cooking with oils. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I saw that as an opportunity, especially with e-commerce being very rich in growth. I saw that as I'm like, hey, I can launch my online business. Uh-huh. And I started in my basement bottling oils.
Uh-huh.
And I started with that, and my company, thank God, did really well online on social media. That was, you know, about a couple of years before TikTok blew up. I had more Instagram influencers.
Right.
And unfortunately, I got sued for my brand name. Right. Oh, for infringement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In 2019, I was 20 years old at the time and still in college. And I said, oh, my God, I'm going to lose everything. And because I was, you know, paying attorneys. And basically, long story short, I didn't settle. And in 2021, I decided to settle because I was like, I lost everything. And I knew I had a good business model. I knew I can restart this with a new brand name, which I did. Uh-huh. And now we're 7 months into the new brand. And I think it was the best decision I've ever made because now I am educating people on the benefits of oils outside of hair care, beard care, uh-huh. skin care,
uh-huh.
You know, even eating like a tablespoon of olive oil a day, like how oils are so beneficial and how just, you know, good they are for you. So yeah, that's, and I forgot to mention, the book also mentions how I, because of my lawsuit, I, you know, I got into law school. I studied for the LSAT. And that was, you know, obviously in the 2 years that my lawsuit was happening, I was like, you know what, let me become a lawyer because I can be, I guess, more knowledgeable in you know, in my field, I guess, e-commerce and you know, building my brand, especially now because I do want to expand Now Naturals into just a natural self-care brand using oils, whether it's cooking with oils, eating oils, whether, you know, meal prepping with oils, hair, beard, skin. So yeah, that's how, you know, that's how I got started. And that's what the future holds, hopefully, you know.
That's really interesting. So tell us, I know you said, so olive oil really helped your hair, you had said, and you posted that online. So olive oil is the one. And I know people, the one thing I know, people have this bad connotation of oils, right? They just think oils, they're, you know, it's fat. First of all, people think any fats are bad for you, but that's not the truth.
Yeah.
Oils are good for you if they're the right kind of oils. Like the oils you mentioned are really good for you, and obviously in moderation, but you know, you can use them for things like you just mentioned for your hair. Is that correct? For olive?
Yeah. Yeah. Hair, nails, salad dressing.
Exactly. You know. Oh, yes. And I mentioned to you before we started recording that one thing that I found was I started researching because my hair was so dry and I would go to these hairstylists and they'd use all these chemical treatments that I think actually made the problem worse. And I researched that castor oil is really good for your hair. And all of a sudden, I don't have any problems like that. I just use castor oil like almost every day on my hair. So oils are really good for you if you use them correctly. How about grapeseed oil? Have you ever done anything with that?
Yes. So grapeseed and castor is actually in my it's in my best selling hair oil right now. And I actually want to send you that. If you could send me your address after this interview, I
would love to send you my hair oil. You can. Yeah, and I'll definitely post about it too. Definitely. Grapeseed oil, I know I started using on my skin because it's supposed to have a lot of collagen in it.
Yes.
And it's really good on your neck and your face. And so I like that. But I think people don't realize too, when they use oils, they need to kind of just like rub it into their hands first and then, you know, rub it like if you're using it on your face or in your hair or whatever. How about hemp seed oil? Have you ever done anything with that?
Yes, hemp seed oil. And back in 2019, I actually took it out of my beard oil. Just because if I wasn't getting pure hemp seed oil, it wasn't good. And it was hard for me to get my hands on pure hemp seed oil from the supplier I trust.
Yes.
But can I vouch for hemp seed oil? Yes. It's an amazing oil. I love hemp seed oil actually, but to get good quality hemp seed oil for me back in 2019 was hard. I think it's a lot easier now.
So that was difficult. The thing that I know about hemp seed oil, I'm not really sure of any topical things, but I know people that have like different kinds of, and I don't want to, you know, get into giving medical advice, but different kinds of like neurological conditions or whatever. And they were told to take a tablespoon of that in the morning a day, but I know it's good for you anyway, you know, to take it whatever, you know, for whatever reason. But yeah, that the important thing is definitely to get a good quality hemp seed oil as well. And are there any other oils we haven't mentioned that you can fill us in on?
Yeah, no. And also, Maria, to mention for the listeners, all the oils we're mentioning, it's also suggested to get the cold pressed version, which is the cold pressed processing. So just for the listeners, because when you're buying oils, there's different types of extraction methods, right? And cold press is probably the purest, most original you guys are going to get. So when you're buying an oil, look for cold pressed castor oil, cold pressed olive oil.
Cold pressed.
So yeah, that's just a little tip I want to throw in there.
Cold pressed extra virgin. So is organic, like, should we also add organic to that, or is cold pressed extra virgin?
So 95% of my oils and my products are organic, except my grapeseed. Right. And my almond. So I do look for organic. I do look for virgin organic, especially if you're dealing with oils. Like, I don't know, Marie, if you heard of black seed oil.
Actually, yes, I have heard of that. So what's that Do you know what that's used for? Or is that, is there like, what properties does that have, or what's it good for?
Yeah. So black seed oil is amazing. And it's actually one of the main oils in my hair oil. And that's what I think really pushed me on TikTok and everywhere else, because black seed oil is not really well known outside the Middle East, but it's huge in the Middle East, right?
Uh-huh.
And so it's for skin, it has a lot of benefits for health, even if for immune system, it has insane benefits, and even for hair. And the benefits for hair, look, let me give you an example. So benefits for consumption. You know what? Let's start with consumption, because we are talking about consuming oils, right? It's high in antioxidants. It has a lot of benefits for health, and it could possibly, you know, help with the treatment of, you know, like I said, I don't want to give any medical advice, but treatment of asthma and various skin conditions. Now, a lot of my customers use black seed oil, my hair oil, on their face for eczema because of the black seed oil.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And even just, I used to take about a teaspoon a day, just because religious purposes, you know, in the Middle East, they live by black seed and honey. And if you look at the benefits of black seed and honey for the immune system, prevention of diseases, it's amazing, right? And, yes. And there's a lot of research on health, and a lot of research from, you know, current research and recent research about the benefits of black seed oil, because now the benefits are becoming outside a lot of people, especially with TikTok and the internet, a lot of people are getting to know about the benefits of this very, very strong oil.
Oh, wow.
And so it's
yeah, I've heard of it. I just wasn't really familiar. I think I've even seen that when I've looked for different oils. But a lot of that stuff, you know, people don't realize, because, you know, they make salads and they buy these awful salad dressings in the store. Instead of doing that, they can use these really good, it's a way to get your oils in. And, you know, just put some, I don't know, organic apple cider vinegar with it, or balsamic vinegar. And you could, you may have a really great salad. Plus you're getting all the health benefits of some of these oils. You know, if you don't want to just take a teaspoon or a tablespoon or whatever, but especially, yes, the extra virgin cold pressed organic olive oil is really good for, definitely for cooking with and salads. And are there any other oils that you have that you recommend for cooking with?
Cooking with, yeah. I mean, I have you heard of cooking with deep frying with avocado oil?
No. Does that have I guess it must have a high burn temperature.
Yes. I think, and this is the last time I checked, about 500 degrees or 500.
Oh, okay. So yeah, then it's better than, you know, with olive oil, you don't really want to use that if you're going to fry. It's good for sauteing because you don't want to burn, you know, it will burn. But and avocado oil is really good for you too. I forgot about that.
Yes. I started frying recently, like frying like cheese, just more healthier, because when I was, you know, meal prepping, I'd fry in avocado oil. Mm-hmm. I started frying, and honestly, I don't see a difference in taste. It's just a lot healthier. It has a smoke point of 520 degrees Fahrenheit. So, I just looked at my notes, but no, avocado oil for frying, because you can't fry in olive oil or black seed oil or flaxseed oil, but I fry my cheese. I know that's kind of weird, but when you're meal prepping and you're trying to bulk, fried cheese is really good for you. I fry my chicken. I fry everything in avocado oil now. Uh-huh. Now I do. And even when in my air fryer, it would either be olive oil, avocado oil around my salmon or chicken when I want to, you know, get a quick meal in. So I know you're a chef, Marie, and I want to know, what do you think about the oils and oils that you suggest that we, you know, cook with and use, because,
my preference, and I'm so used to using, because I studied in Italy. So the obvious is the cold press extra virgin organic oil. And when I was living in Italy, I was getting it from this wonderful co-op that, you know, they did everything. They pressed their own, they grew the olives there and pressed it. And once a year you get this big shipment of the olive oil there. So extra virgin olive oil, I'm partial to that, but I do, every so often, like I've used grapeseed oil for some things, and but mostly I use extra virgin olive, extra virgin cold pressed, and sometimes I'll even do organic extra virgin cold pressed olive oil. That's what I use mostly for, you know, anything from whether it's cooking or, like I was saying, something cold like salads. I generally favor that, but I know I have worked with grapeseed oil. I've worked with avocado oil, but just cold things, like salads again. Nothing I haven't done. I don't really do a lot of frying, but, you know, except if it's like an air fryer, then I might drizzle, you know, the oils on. So those three oils I've used a lot for cooking, but I have to say, like chia seed oil, I even give chia seed oil to my dog because I did a lot of research and it's really good for their skin. So yes. Chia seed oil, hemp seed oil. I've actually taken hemp seed oil. I'm trying to think of any of the other, well, the castor oil I use on my hair and hair and eyebrows and eyelashes, because it's really good for, as you know, and, you know, olive oil, sometimes I use it on my hands and cuticles and stuff like that as well, because that's really good. In fact, sometimes if I have some extra, or if I have some olive oil that it's, I'm not really wanting to use it for cooking, I save it and I just use it as a moisturizer, because there's nothing better than that. So, but yeah, those are really the oils that I'm used to using for cooking.
Yeah, no, how about sesame seed oil? I know.
Yes, I have used sesame seed oil. I've used it. And again, I've used it for cold things like cold salads. I don't know. I may have used some of that for sauteing. I think I actually did use some for sauteing. Sauteing things like more like Chinese vegetable type dish, you know, in a wok. I use the sesame seed oil. But yeah, that's good for you all. Sesame seeds are really good for you. And the sesame seed oil is also. So yeah, that's a good oil. Oh. Any other oils we haven't touched upon?
Okay, now this one might be a little more controversial, and I want to ask you, because I obviously use it for skin and hair and beard products, but virgin coconut oil, right?
Yes. I hear, like, I'm not really sure whether to use that and, you know, use a lot of it in cooking. I hear people are, they do something, it's called pulling, where they use it to actually, they use it on their gums, and it's supposed to be really good for your gums. But, you know, people are using that in cooking too. There's a lot of products I see, a lot of things with the coconut oil. I'm still not sure whether, I'm not sure. I see a lot of good things, and then, you know, it's high in saturated fats, but it's kind of like avocado in the sense that they're saturated fats that are, you know, better for you. Obviously, it's not like using, I don't know, canola oil or something really bad for you, vegetable oil. But so I know there's pluses and minuses. What do you say about that, about coconut oil?
To be honest, I only would eat something with coconut oil that's like sweet. So it's like a it's like a sweet. So it's not actually cooked in coconut. Right. It's not like or shrimp, coconut shrimp. That's like probably the only time that I would eat something with coconut oil, just because I've heard a lot of good and bad about like consuming it. That's why I wanted to actually ask you about
it. Yes, I'm still kind of on the fence about that. I do put for sweet things, like sometimes I'll use organic unsweetened shredded coconut to get a little bit of a benefit of coconut. But yes. I'm really not sure yet. I mean, I have made things with coconut oil, but, you know, I've used recipes and all that I've worked on. But personally, I'm not really sure whether or not, if the question is, well, do you eat that personally? I haven't really, I don't really consume it regularly, because I'm still kind of on the fence of, as to whether it's good or not for you consuming it, but I know for your skin.
Yes. And also for tanning and beard. And it's really good because my body butter recently for this summer sales have been astronomical, because on TikTok, someone put like, you know, I didn't even know this. Someone put like, oh my God, I love this body butter. And I use it for tanning, and it's like made with coconut oil. And it was one of my customers that shot a TikTok that blew up. Uh-huh. And a lot of people are also using it. It's really good for tanning because of its low SPF. Uh-huh. So that's a benefit I wanted to throw out there.
Oh, that's great. That's
for the
great
summer too. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess we really are almost out of time, but I just wanted to let people know. So tell us, Khaled, where can people find you and your products?
So you guys could find me on Amazon or on my website, just Noun Naturals, N-O-U-N, naturals.com. Or on Amazon, just type me up on Amazon, Noun Naturals, and you follow us on Instagram, and I follow back. So that's the beauty about our brand. And hopefully, you know, we're expanding to oils for cooking. Well, pure virgin olive, we're starting with pure virgin olive, and hopefully avocado. And the olive oil will actually be sourced from Italy and the Middle East, which is great.
Yes.
From small farmers. So that's, I'm hoping, hopefully by holiday season we'll have that, and just, you know, expand into like natural self care, natural care, you know, using oils as our base.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, they are. They're really good for you inside and out. That's great. Great. Well, we look forward to maybe even having you back on in the future. Let us know how it's going, and look forward to hearing more about your oils. Thanks so much for being
here.
Please,
Maria, please. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Maria Liberati Show. And thanks to this week's special guest, Khaled Atala, and my producer, Brittany Roselle. And you can find the recipe from this week's episode on my blog at marialiberati.com. And you can find me there at marialiberati.com. You can also find me at Chef Maria Liberati. That's on Facebook. On Instagram at Maria Liberati, on Twitter at Maria Liberati. You can find my Roku channel, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking by Maria Liberati, on Vimeo as Maria Liberati, my YouTube channel, The Maria Liberati Channel, and my book series, my Gourmand World Award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, and my latest book, the newest book that was just released, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking Diaries Seasons. So it's a diary, it's a memoir book, and of course it includes recipes, but it's a memoir about my life in Italy when I created The Basic Art of Italian Cooking with recipes. And you can find that on Amazon right now and Kindle. It will be coming to bookstores shortly, but right now it's mainly on Amazon, Kindle, and also on artoflivingprimamedia.com. You'll be able to find the books there. You can also find me, did I mention, on Twitter at Maria Liberati also, and LinkedIn at M. Liberati, and Pinterest at Maria Liberati. And keep sharing photos of the recipes. If you do create the recipe that I shared on this week's episode, the velvety lobster soup, please share a photo of that so we can also share that on the MariaLiberatiShow.com website. Until next time, peace, love, and pasta.